Hello, and welcome back to Sass Stories and Sarcasm. I'm Mary, and I'm here today with Brian, and this is episode 18. Happy October.
So today we have three segments to talk about. The first one is podcast facts, how people listen to podcasts in 2018. We're going to go over some winter clothes. I'm looking to go shopping, and Mary's going to give me some advice. And then Mary has an event called Salmon Days, and she's going to go over what that's about.
Yep. So this week I made jam with my roommates. Well, we tried to. I really probably wasn't a big help. I just was dancing around and I didn't help that much. But the jam didn't turn out. One of them didn't really turn out too much salt, but it was still a great time. How about you, Brian? What have you been up to?
Well, I've had a pretty boring week, but the highlight of my week was definitely going to Jimmy John's. And I know you mentioned earlier in one of the previous podcasts that they now had 14-inch subs. So I decided to buy one, of course.
I never mentioned that, but yeah.
I think you did.
No, I talked about Jimmy John's, but I told you about it, yeah.
Okay.
What kind of sandwich did you get?
So I got the Italian one. I'm not sure exactly
the perfect
what it's called.
Italian.
The perfect Italian, exactly.
That's my favorite.
I know you like that one, exactly. And I took a picture with my head next to it, and it's bigger than my head. So
yep.
That was always interesting. Just for the record, I did not eat the full 14 inches at once.
That's good. Hey, that's only 2 more inches than like a, you know, $5 foot long, and I'm sure you've eaten a $5 foot long from Subway
right.
before.
Maybe I could have. But I decided to, I asked they cut it in half, and I just had one, and then I saved the other one.
Nice. That's a good idea.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was my update for the week.
That just sounds like a great week, Brian. You ate a 14-inch Jimmy John's.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was definitely the highlight of that day.
That's good.
Yep.
So, over the years, podcasting has been getting more and more popular, and I mean, in more accessible for more people to be able to do it. Two of your favorite people have a podcast, us. So if you're listening, you're big fans, I'm sure. If you're on episode 18, congrats, you made it this far. But anyways, basically I've been looking up facts about podcasting. I had a podcast when I was in 8th grade, actually, and podcasting just wasn't as big of a deal back then. And now it seems like everyone is on podcasts and is making their own. So I just looked up some facts. 64% of Americans have heard podcasts. Compared to 2017, there is millions more Americans now familiar with podcasting than there was. And there's more Americans who know what a podcast is than know who the vice president is.
Wow.
Which is pretty funny. And then also 44% of Americans have ever listened to a podcast. So that's 124 million people overall, which is up 12 million in just 1 year.
Wow, that's quite some growth.
Yeah. So for reference, 124 million people is approximately the combined population of New Zealand, Ireland, Costa Rica, Norway, Finland, Denmark, Nicaragua, Switzerland, Australia, Hungary, Sweden, Portugal, Greece, Belgium, Chile, and Hong Kong. That's so many podcast listeners.
Yeah. Let's hope. We have about 50 unique listeners, I think.
We average between 50 and 80 listeners per episode, but our first episode has like well over 150 listens, actually. So I don't know who these people are, but apparently they like our podcast.
Yep.
And then 26% of Americans listen to podcasts monthly, which is up 24% from 2017. And for context, only 21% of Americans are Catholic. And so basically there are more podcast listeners than Catholics in the U.S., which is pretty crazy to think about.
Yeah, that's it's like almost like podcasting's its own little following. everyone, it is super fun to do podcasting, I have to admit. So I definitely understand the drive.
And it's fun to listen to podcasts. 49% of podcast listening is done at home, and 22% of it is done in the car, which makes sense. I listen to a lot of podcasts and audiobooks while I'm driving to and from work.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I don't know if you count the radio as podcasts. It's kind of different, but I definitely do like listening to the radio, but every now and then I do find a podcast that interests me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to play it on speaker, obviously, because you're not allowed to have earbuds or earphones in your ears.
Well, duh, yeah. And then so, 80% of people who listen to podcasts listen to all or most of each podcast episode, and they listen to an average of 7 shows per week, which I think I'm right on par with that.
Yeah, I'm definitely not on par with that. I might do like maybe
But you don't
one.
Have a commute, so like that makes sense.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good way to pass the time.
Yeah. But it'll be interesting to look back in 2019 and see how the numbers have changed. I'm guessing it's only going to get more popular. What do you think?
Yeah, totally. I think it's more of a, I don't know if it's like a generational thing, because like radio, I mean, I know they're different, but it's kind of the same thing in terms of just listening to audio while you're able to do other things, because it's like a hands-free source of entertainment.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's always going to be more popular. And
it's one of the few sources of media that doesn't involve a screen nowadays, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
So, yeah.
All right, so for our second segment, we are going to go over some shopping suggestions that Mary might have and what I'm thinking, because it is getting cold out and I need some winter clothes.
Yeah, and you've lived in Spokane now for, this will be your fifth winter, and you don't have gloves, you don't have a hat, you don't have a big jacket. I don't know how you survived this long.
No, I don't. All right. So here's the story. So right now, I've got 2 sweater jackets.
Like light jackets that you light wear jackets. Year-round.
Yeah, year-round jackets.
And it works for you in L.A., but it just doesn't work in Spokane.
And they have served me well, I should add.
And, yeah, you always complain about being cold.
That is true. So this weekend, I'm planning on... either this weekend or next weekend, but hopefully this weekend, I'm planning on going shopping, and basically I have no idea what I'm looking for.
It's pretty obvious. It's the clothes that are in the store right now.
Yeah, exactly. But besides, like, what type of jacket I might want. Like, what's that, it's like North something?
The North Face? You don't know. How could you not know what that is, Brian? Everyone on campus wears those.
I don't.
Yeah, but you can look around and see.
Okay. So I hear that's a pretty good quality jacket.
Mm-hmm. So is Patagonia. Both of them are very expensive brands, but you can go to Costco and get a really nice winter jacket for much cheaper.
Oh, okay. See, that's good. I was planning on just going to, like, Target or something.
Yeah, I mean, Target also works, but you probably have better luck at Costco.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to get a jacket. I don't think I need gloves. Like you can always just put your hands in your pockets.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna pass on the gloves. Some hand warmers.
Yeah, you know those things that you like shake, the little pouches you shake, and the heat up.
Yeah.
Those are really handy.
I do know, but I think I can just put my hands in my pockets. I'll be okay.
I just remember all of senior year, you wore shorts all winter long, and you complained about being cold all winter long. And then the first day, it was 80 degrees. I saw you on campus, and you were wearing jeans. And I was like, what are you doing? You wore shorts legitimately all winter long. I don't think I ever saw you in long pants. And then the one day, it actually was warm out. You put on jeans.
Yeah. Well, that was just for the record, though. It's because I was working for Gonzaga's IT department.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't let you wear shorts, just for the record.
That's
where I was wearing jeans. It wasn't out of choice.
Well, why would you wear shorts all winter? The tricky part.
Shorts are just so comfortable.
No,
I'm just saying
to work. You were wearing shorts to work all winter long?
Well, I was wearing... Well, I had to change into, like, professional or pants mm-hmm. before I went into work.
Okay.
But I was wearing shorts other parts of the day.
Okay.
I was pretty weird. Okay. Leave me alone. All right. So now back to my shopping story. So I'm getting a jacket. I don't think I'm going to get gloves because gloves are not really that necessary.
How about a hat?
A hat? You mean like a beanie type thing?
I just remember freshman year when we took you to Walmart and we were like, you have to buy a hat and gloves. And you bought like the cheapest ones and you're like, I don't want to spend money. And then you bought them and then you wore them like one time and then you lost them.
No. Okay. So you do remember. Okay. So I still have the gloves. I lost the hat somehow. It was a nice hat. Like it covered your ears.
It was like, yes, it was like a $4 hat. Congrats.
It was a good hat.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what happened to that thing. It was good. And you know what? I might actually buy another one because those were pretty,
maybe your roommate stole it.
Maybe. And apparently you lose the majority of your body heat through your head.
Yep.
So a hat might be a good idea because, just wearing a hood probably won't do it.
And then I really, really don't see you buying snow boots or anything like that because
no.
You only wear one pair of shoes year round. Also,
that is
your
correct.
Basketball shoes.
No, so, they're not basketball shoes. They're
tennis
like
shoes, whatever.
Semi-running tennis shoes. Okay.
Anyways, yeah. And then
yeah.
Basically what else are you going to buy? That's all you are going to buy. Unless you're going to buy a scarf. Which that's
no,
not in
no,
your
no
style.
Scarves. No scarves. I already have enough jeans right now. I think what I might do also is get some sweats. Because
right,
I haven't gotten
you have
sweats.
So many pairs of sweats. You don't
no,
need
I don't.
More.
No, I don't, Mary. I only have like one, maybe two. I have two. I have two and they're getting small, okay?
Oh.
Like I've been working out. I've been working out.
They're getting small.
But,
that's not
but
good.
But my waistline, I don't know what's happening. Like they feel a little tight. That's what I'm saying.
That's not good. With all that running 1 mile per day and your pants are getting too small, that's not good, Brian.
Yeah, I know. It's very depressing and, you know, sad.
You're only 24 and a half. You have so much more to go.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, this is supposed to be like, these are sweats. This is elastic. So when it gets tight, you know something's wrong
yeah.
is happening.
Yikes, that's not good. Unless they lost
yeah.
their elastic because they're so old.
Well, that's possible, too.
But, well, anyways, what's your budget for this shopping trip? $20?
No, I think I'll be a little spendy and do at least $40 or $50.
Whoa, big spender.
So we'll try to get at least one pair of pants, one sweats, one coat, and maybe a hat in
no,
there. So one of each.
You're not going to be able to get all of that because a winter jacket's going to cost you at least $30 or $40.
Maybe I'll find, like,
cheapest.
Some super clearance. Maybe we'll do that.
You can go to, like, Shopko or something. Maybe
okay,
I
might extend my budget if I find a good jacket.
Now, because... who's your stylist? Is it RJ?
No, it's... I will send you pictures of what I'm wearing before I buy it for
no.
your approval.
No.
Yeah.
You should just deal with it on your own. I want to see what you come up with.
Okay,
I'll
save
let you
receipt.
Waste your money on a... Like, you're going to buy, like, a neon orange jacket or something.
Nah, I don't... Maybe. No, I'm
no,
not I'm not a fan.
Don't do that. I'm saying don't do that.
No, I don't want to look like a traffic cone or anything.
Okay.
My favorite color would be black or blue.
Yes, we know.
And jackets do come in those colors, so I should be good.
Yes. Good. All best right. of luck to you, and you'll have to give us an update on it in the weekly update next time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So every year, Issaquah, the city where I live, has this big festival called Salmon Days. And basically, it's a festival celebrating the salmon. So it's super exciting. I love to go each year. They have, you know, food and music and art, you know, things to buy. All this fun stuff. They have a parade, all that. So today I was at work, just about to leave, and my friend Brayden, she runs a music school and an art center in Issaquah. She texts me and says, hey, do you want to be a judge for the Salmon Days parade for all of the bands performing? And I was like, yeah. So I called her after work, and basically there's professional people who go from parade to parade judging marching bands but they pulled out of the Salmon Days parade recently, and so the lady was scrambling to find some judges. And so since Braden runs an arts music center, she got contacted, and they needed a second person. And, I mean, I'm not a professional in music at all, but I'm really excited about this. It's going to be super fun. Apparently, they have, like, special seats for us to sit in, and, like, I don't know if we get a rubric or what, but I've been already prepping myself, like, what should be on a rubric. How are we going to judge these high school marching bands? I'm thinking we should have, like, from 1 to 10, do it by...
Oh, do you have, like, scorecards, like, where you just reveal a card?
No. Aww. I don't think so. I don't... Well, they're marching by, Brian. They wouldn't see that.
Oh, okay.
So I'm thinking that we'll do it... If we get to choose, I don't know. But we could do it by, like, their costume or, like, their uniform, how in sync the steps are when they're marching.
Oh, that's good.
And their music selection. And, you know, just overall quality. And just see what's happening. I'm so excited, though. Hands down, I was like, as soon as I called Brandon, I'm like, let's do this. I'm going to hang out with her on Thursday. And we're going to go over what all the instruments are. Just so we're, you know, clear. And we're going to watch a bunch of marching band videos.
Just oh, so wow, you're doing your research.
Really well prepared. I'm so excited. So we have to be there for about 2 or 3 hours on Saturday morning. I mean, this could be the start of a new career, honestly. I could take over those people's jobs. If they're just going to, like, pull out last minute out of their commitment of being in Salmon Days, then why not start up a new career?
Exactly. And then, you know what? Maybe they'll have seen you're such a good judge that they'll just ask you to return. Is it every year or is it every...
It's every year. It's the Issaquah's biggest event of the year, and so I am so grateful that I get to be part of it. I was just planning on, you know, attending. Probably wasn't going to go to the parade, but I was planning on attending and, you know, celebrating the salmon. A few years ago, the mayor of Issaquah actually changed the name of Issaquah to Fishaquah for the weekend. We just love our salmon around here.
Yeah, I guess so.
They have a salmon hatchery. This is the best time of the year to go watch the fish swim upstream. And yeah, well, I'm just so excited.
Yeah, that sounds super exciting. Plus, you do listen to a lot of music, although not a lot of bands. So
yeah,
you did say...
You know what? I'm going to change my whole listening routine for the rest of the week. I'll be listening to straight marching bands only. Got to get in the mood. I'll listen to the UW marching band. See, these are all just going to be high schoolers. But I do like the UW marching band, and I love... Got to love the Bulldog band from Gonzaga as well.
Yep.
Braden just texted me that the lady does not have a rubric for us, but she's going to make us one unless we have any suggestions. And then we get to sit in a special spot with clipboards. Oh, this is all I've ever wanted. This is so exciting.
Yeah, you definitely said you're going to have one of the rubrics could be like fancy costumes, right?
Yeah, like how good they look in their uniforms, their music selection, how in sync their steps are. These are all things you have to think about. I haven't actually Googled a rubric for a marching band competition. Maybe I'll do that. But, I mean, I think those are all three good qualities of a marching band. I don't actually know what they win, also. If they win anything. I think they might
probably
just win
some salmon.
But we celebrate the living salmon at Salmon Days, not the ones that are already dead.
Oh,
and we're eating.
Okay. Whoops.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And so,
I thought it was just like a big salmon market
no!
where everyone's enjoying salmon.
No, that's why I said you got to watch the salmon swim upstream at the salmon hatchery.
Okay. That's good. You're not turning them into fish sticks.
If you're ever in Issaquah in October, you'll have to go to the salmon hatchery. It's free. And you learn a lot about the salmon.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that sounds lovely.
Basically,
Issaquah is known for
Costco. The world headquarters of Costco is here and salmon. And there's honestly been a big shortcut that's been blocked off in the middle of Issaquah for months now. And it's because of the Costco headquarters and because we're trying to save the salmon somehow. I don't know. I just want that road to be open again. I've been waiting. It has been closed the entire time I've lived here for over a year.
Oh, man.
And it's not opening till early 2019, which, when is that? Could be in March. Could probably not in January at this rate.
Yeah.
But anyways, if anyone is not busy on Saturday, you can come watch Brayden and I in the Salmon Day Parade judging. It's going to be one to remember, one for the books.
That sounds super exciting. Yeah, definitely do tell us on the next podcast how that went.
Oh,
and
yes.
All the highlights.
I will tell you what song the winning band played. I'll tell you all about everything. And I'll tell you about what it takes to be a marching band judge, because I'm going to learn a lot this weekend, I think. I'm going to learn all the instruments also before then. Because the coordinator doesn't know, but I played piano for 1 year growing up, and then I played clarinet in fifth and sixth grade, but that's the extent of my music career. My brother was in marching band for 3 years of high school, but I don't know much about marching band.
Yeah, I can't give you any advice. The only instrument I ever played would be the recorder, and that would be hot cross buns.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think there's recorders in marching bands, but...
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. So excited. Now wrapping up the podcast, remember to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or the Google Play Music Store so that new episodes will be available on your phone as soon as we release new content. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible. Audible has an unmatched selection of audiobooks with titles from every genre. Audible titles play on nearly any device and allows you to listen to your favorite audiobooks anytime, anywhere. I've been listening on my commute to and from work every day, and I'm actually reading a book called To Shake the Sleeping Self. It's about a guy who is riding, he rode his bike from Oregon to Patagonia. He's a guy who used to work at Invisible Children, which was an organization that I was a part of in high school. And so it's really cool to see his journey from Oregon to Patagonia biking. Anyways, SAS Stories and Sarcasm listeners can get a 30-day membership trial that includes one free audiobook of your choice. Just go to audibletrial.com/SSSpodcast to start your trial and choose your book today. Oh, and that book is called, again, To Shake the Sleeping Self, and it's by Jedediah Jenkins.
That sounds like a really interesting book to read. Maybe yeah. I'll... Do you think I'd like that, or...?
I don't know. It just came out today, and so I downloaded it this morning before I went to work, and I've listened to about 4 hours so far.
Wow. Yeah. So what... Do you know how what percent of the book that is?
It's... The audiobook
like, how
is
far
12
into the
hours
book?
Long.
Oh, okay, so yeah. That's a third of the way done. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. So once again, please leave a review on iTunes, and we'll give you a special shout out on our next podcast. Remember to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/sassstoriessarcasm and on Instagram at sassstoriessarcasm. And once again, thank you all our wonderful listeners for tuning in this week.
Yep. Next week, Brian will have new clothes, and I will have a whole new knowledge about marching bands, so you're going to want to tune in.
Yep.